Praise the Lord. Nobody comes here and remains the same. Now I'm telling you something now. Your life will never remain the same after today. Whatever is your heart desire, it shall be granted. Listen very well. When I left my house this evening, I came here determined to pray. Sit down one moment. This night, we are going to present 10 prayer requests. So everybody get ready with your own. If your own there for your head, you hold it. If you don't go feel, remember, you be Dundee, write your own. Some people know they remember anything. Even the thing where they worry them, they know they remember. So write it down, because we are going to call 10, present 10 prayer requests. And each prayer request, you are going to tell the Lord when you want it done. No, it's true now. Are we going to talk to a deaf God? This is His promise. Let's read the Bible. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 11. And I'm reading from verse 5 to verse 8. Listen. Luke chapter 11, verse 5. And He said unto them, that is Jesus, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight? What time? What time? And what time is it now? Thank you. Thank you. Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him? Somebody shout, say. Say it again, say. So the emphasis is midnight and you say something. But the person you are going to meet must be your friend. Oh. Eh? Is Jesus your friend? If it's your enemy, no go walk. Oh. Make him your friend first. Oh. And it doesn't take long to make him your friend. Even now, under 1 minute, he can become your friend. By just saying, Jesus, be my friend and be my friend. Even now, because of this prayer, only be my friend. After that, I go follow devil. Praise God. Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. And this is the reason, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me and I have nothing to set before him. Number one, you are saying something, he should give you something, and you are giving him the reason why you need that thing. I'm teaching you how to pray now. You must package your prayer point well. Papa, I need husband this year. The reason is because I am of age. Another reason be say, then they yap me for my house. Another reason be say, you know the reason. Praise God. This tonight, I want us to hold him well. Hold him well. Verse 7. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. So, maybe for any reason, church, listen, there may be a reason why your prayer will not be answered, justified as a principle. My door is closed. My children are now, as a principle, once I'm in bed with my wife and my children, I don't open door again. Very principle, friend. But verse 8, I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is a friend, if it is just on the condition because you are his friend, the consideration is, oh, now my friend, they knock. If that is the only reason, he's not going to open that door. Okay? Yet, because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. What is this importunity? Persistence. Because this friend not say, if I not open door, he will not stop. He will not stop. He'll be there knocking and knocking and knocking and knocking. So what is the need now? Me when say I want sleep. The man dead there no go let me sleep. So make a kuku give him plenty so that he doesn't even come back again. Hallelujah. Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether somebody's understanding where I am going. The Bible says he will do exceedingly and abundantly above that which you ask and what? Even the one you wish. He will give you above what you ask. This is Jesus Christ teaching. So as a Christian, don't give up. He is telling you, because there is a way some teachers of faith present prayers, and then they confuse us, teachers of faith. Prayer is different from exercise of faith. Prayer is, I need something, and I will continue to ask until I see it. Praise God. You are to continue to ask until you see it. In the Old Testament, they killed James. Now they now grab, and then nothing happened. Now they grab Peter. He was to be killed next among the disciples. Then the Bible said the church. Ha! He will keep Christ, they will keep Peter too. They enter one place. They prayed without ceasing all night. They didn't just say, we release Peter in the name of Jesus. And then they scattered, they go. Now lie you. They were in prayer. Until the angel went and released Peter. And Peter himself came and knocked the door. And they saw Peter. That was when the prayer stopped. Praise the Lord. We will continue to pray. And our prayer in this church every Friday is a covenant. This ministry, like Jesus started with prayer, ended with prayer. This ministry started with prayer. Maybe on the day of rapture we shall be in prayer, sir. May it be so. So those who know they come for prayer, they will come. They will join us late. Praise the Lord. So from that scripture, Jesus Christ is teaching us to disturb heaven until your situation changes. We have no alternative to prayer. If prayer doesn't work, there is nothing else that we can change to. Therefore, we will continue in prayer. He gave us that assurance. Matthew chapter 7. Verse 7. What did he say? He said, ask.
Somebody shout, ask.
Amen. Shout, ask again. Tap your neighbor, say, ask. See. From this, silent prayer is wrong. You know what I mean by silent prayer? Where you just go, because you believe God knows all things. So, I'll be praying in my heart. You can't pray your heart too. Unless your mouth is closed. They lock your mouth. Something happens. They press you. They suffocate you. Then you can pray from your heart. God will understand that situation. But say, God gave us mouth and voice. It is not only to cry. It is to worship Him. It is to relate with Him and to relate with one another. That is what the voice, the vocal cord is given to us for. So, and the principle of God, He who knows all things, He knows your problem. He knows, but you oppress a principle. Headache, they worry you. If you don't ask Him to take away the headache, you they look Him, He's going to look you too. Praise God. That is the God we serve. That is the God we serve. That's a problem people around me have. My own family. My wife is there. She's hearing me. If you are sick in my house, they all know I have a healing gift. They all know. So, if you are sick in the house and you don't come to me and say, pray for me, that's how they look you. Daddy, my head is paining me. I say, sorry. Is my head paining me the same as come and pray for me? I don't know. No, it's a principle. It's not today. Oh, that's been me. Because then my wife will say, but you don't talk. Say, you hear, say, hey, they pay me. You should pray now. I say, how can I pray? Do I know whether you have something else to do for your head? Do I know whether you need the prayer or not? So if you don't have faith in me, how do I know? That is how God works. Because some people have problem, but where their faith is not in God. It's in their brother where get money. So God is waiting for you. Now who you get faith in, now you go meet. After all, your brother knows you have problem. God too knows you have problem. So it depends on who you go and meet. If you go and meet your brother, then your brother will help you. So you have relieved God. And God does not share His glory with anyone. He will do it in such a way that you go thank Him. Say, Nahin Duam. Praise the Lord. So He said, ask. He knows you have a problem or this night. He said, ask. Okay, let's read it. Verse 7. Ask and it shall be given you. That is the assurance. That is the assurance. He said, ask and it shall be given you. So every prayer request you put before God today, He said, whatever you ask, He will do it. And God does not lie. He's not a human being. Seek. And you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. See assurance again, verse 8. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. Everyone that came here today, instead of sleeping at home, voluntarily you came here. That faith is more than mustard seed faith. Therefore, everyone here is entitled to receive. If you ask. If you ask. Because when we are praying, some people will be looking at us as if, I don't know. Please, he said, ask. Please, he said, ask. Amen. God say, ask. If I say, prayer point number one, because now you know your number one. Then, according to the way your Pentecostal pastor taught you, prayer point number one. Have you asked? Okay. You have not asked, so I beg you, put that thing aside first. Say something. And please, use the best language you can communicate with. God understands all languages. Use the language you understand. Do you understand it? You yourself, when you talk, what are you saying? So speak the one where you know. In Jesus' name. Amen. Sharamama. What do you talk? Nothing. Are we together? Praise the Lord. See assurance, verse 8. For everyone that asketh, hallelujah, and he that seeketh, findeth. So, any brother here, you are looking for wife, you never get wife, you will never seek yet. You never seek. You never seek yet. Because anyone that seek will find. So don't say, I'm still looking for. Where you look for rich? With women everywhere. Maybe na money you define, maybe woman you define. That's the assurance we have. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. And see assurance, verse 9. For what man is there of you, whom, if his son has bread, will he give him a stone? See the assurance that it is what you ask for, God will give you. Eh? So there is nothing wrong to start looking for a husband to say, I don't want poor man. It's what you want. I don't want poor man. I don't suffer for poverty. My mama poor. Papa poor. Me go into poverty again. I don't want poor man. So after that prayer, one poor man come. Just say, no, brother, no be your ass off. The Lord told me that you are my wife, sister. Then you turn, look up. Say, brother, the Lord did not tell me you are the one. He get the one where I ask him. If he say who? God, no. God, no. Not be you. Poor man. Me, suffer poverty again. Like. Nothing wrong. This is the kind of person I want. This is the kind of woman I want. I want a very short woman, fat. If you see tall woman making pass at you, say, Lila, this is not what I want. It's what you want, you get. Hallelujah. Because it's exactly what you want. He emphasizes it again on verse 10. Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? No. If you, the human beings that have children, as evil, wicked as we are, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that do what? They do what? to them that ask him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, this is the assurance I have to go on my knees and pray, to fast and pray, knowing that this scripture, these are the words of Jesus Christ himself. And he, God, watches over his word to perform it. He said, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What gives your faith substance? The substance of your faith is his unfailing word of promise. Once you can personalize what the Bible says, then you become unstoppable. I am telling you now, I have confirmed what I am saying because God raised me up to worship him by faith. But faith must have a substance. The day I discovered that this Bible, in the Bible there is divine healing. Oh my. In 1989, the day I discovered that, from that day till today, how many years now from 1989? Me, that used to go to hospital every time. No hospital till today. You see? Hallelujah. Why? When the sickness comes, I will remember the word and I will quote it back to God. No wonder David also in Psalm 119, verse 49. He said, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. He said, this is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. So before me, there is no incurable sickness. Because the Bible says, by his stripes I am healed. But for tonight, he said, ask and ye shall receive. Upon that alone, hallelujah, I will come with my prayer point. Which hope do I have? Is that any prayer program I undertake, that there is going to be an answer. Praise the Lord. If there is anybody here that prayer is a burden to you, it is because you have not caught the revelation. There is nothing that gives you your prayer hope for answer. And what gives us hope is that when God speaks, he watches over his word to perform it. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. He says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, according to his will, he heareth us. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Verse 15. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Since we know he hears us. And why? It's because we are asking according to his will. And so if we want to look at the hindrance, actually, number one is that it must be according to his will for you. So, is it the will of God for me? And it is very easy to know the will of God. Is it not the will of God that you should be married? So, prayer for marriage is according to the will of God. Now, concerning, is it the will of God for me? Is it this man? Is it this woman that is the will of God for me? Amen. It's another matter entirely. Praise the Lord. It's another matter entirely. But it is the will of God for you to marry. Amen. Okay. Now, is it this man that is my husband? Now, let's see whether it is the will of God or not. Are you a daughter of God? Yes. There's another scripture. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbeliever. So, is he a believer or an unbeliever? Uh-huh. So, if you are praying, you are a true daughter of God, though, and you are praying for one unbeliever, for any reason, to be your husband, you are praying out of the will of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And sometimes, God reveals to you certain aspect of your life, the path you should tread. In the area maybe business, education, traveling, and things like that. He has already revealed it to you. Then you put that aside and you are facing another matter and you are praying. Instead of the area, you are going to some other area in line with your progress. It becomes a prayer out of the will of God. Praise the Lord. And so this is the way James also put it. Chapter 4. In James chapter 4, this is the way he put it. Verse 3. Hindrance. He said, you ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. You see? So, one of the reasons you will pray and nothing will happen, it's not just that it is not according to the will of God, but because you are praying a prayer to consume it on your lust. That is, that which you are praying for will not glorify God. Amen. And some, it's just an action of covetousness. It is just to satisfy or gratify your carnality. Let's take it for instance. A man has a car. A very good car. Clean car. Everything working perfectly. His wife has one. Then, you have undertaken a fast to pray because you saw the latest version of that your own. Now, you are now saying, oh Lord, I need that car. I need that car. The truth is, do you need it? It is nothing but to satisfy your carnal lust. Nothing more. That type of prayer is wrong. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know better than what I am trying to bring out. Isaiah 59 verse 1, 2, 3. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shorten that it cannot save. Neither is he heavy that it cannot hear. To hear all your prayers. Hallelujah. But this is the reason. The reason is, but your iniquities. Somebody shout iniquities. Say very well. Say very well. Iniquities have separated you have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. So sin can close God's ear. When he say iniquities, iniquity there, amen, it is you knowing the right thing to do and refusing to do it. And everyone carrying Bible knows what God hates and what God likes. You are holding that Bible, it is written clearly, God does not want this. Are you indulge in it? You are swimming in iniquity. While in that estate, you ask anything of God, his ears will be shut to your prayers. For the Bible says, God hearing up prayer of sinners. And another scripture said, the prayer of the sinner says abomination. God hates to hear the voice of a sinner, a repentant sinner. And if you read from verse 3 down, it mentions some of the things that one will do. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. None calleth for justice, nor any pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity, and on and on and on and on. It disturbs prayers. Two more things in Mark chapter 11. Hindrance. So that we just take care of that and then we launch into our breakthrough. Hallelujah. Remember. Amen. Verse 23. Mark 11:23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, I say unto you, you see, therefore, there is the power of the spoken word. Anything you say in your mouth, and you don't doubt it in your heart, but you believe that what you say will come to pass. Then he added, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. So you have to believe. If you doubt that there is a God that answers prayers, if you doubt that your answer is coming because it didn't come when you expected it, it means it will not come. If you didn't doubt like that, it will manifest. The answer may not come today, but I still believe the answer is coming. That is the attitude of a believer. Verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive. Forgive. Tell your neighbor, forgive. Are you afraid of your neighbor? Tap your neighbor. Tap him. Touch him. Touch him. Make him hear you. Say, forgive. Tell him. Forgive that man. Tell her. Forgive that girl. Tell him. Tell her. Forgive that woman. Forgive your wife. Forgive your husband. Forgive your children. Forgive your landlord. Forgive your landlady. Forgive that your mate for your partner will offend you. Forgive that girl will collect your boyfriend. Forgive her. Forgive her. Now the man useless, not be the girl. Praise the Lord.